is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being called a terrorist. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, School of Fools, Nazi News, and Scamming Scammers with Jane. Just so much fun.
Awesome stuff.
But first, an announcement came out from the White House. There's always announcements coming from the White House.
Of course.
It's a house where a lot of things are going on. Something that will not be going on, though. There will not be a Ramadan dinner this year.
Yeah.
He's now officially become the first president in nearly two decades to not host the iftar dinner, marking the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, instead of continuing with the tradition that began under President Clinton. Trump and First Lady Melania released a statement wishing warm greetings to Muslims as they celebrate Eid al-Iftar. Eid al-Iftar marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world abstain from eating and drinking from dawn until dusk. That's what they do. The annual White House dinner were typically attended by prominent members of the Muslim community, as well as lawmakers and diplomats. The dinners continued uninterrupted after the September 11th terrorist attacks, as President W. Bush wanted to emphasize the country was combating terrorism and not Islam. This came out from Imam Talib Sharif. It's disappointing because that's been a good tradition. To stop it doesn't send a good message. You get the chance to go golfing and all this other kind of stuff. And if anybody loves golfing, President Trump loves golfing.
He certainly
does.
He's
got places where they can go golfing. How come you don't have time for a population of your society that needs some assistance? The message that it sends is that we're not that important. When he was campaigning for the presidency, Trump said in an interview that he wouldn't be opposed to continuing the tradition. He said, it wouldn't bother me, he said. It's not something I've given a lot of thought to, but it wouldn't bother me. Confirmation that the White House won't commemorate Ramadan comes shortly after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson also raised eyebrows by refusing to host the annual Ramadan event at the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
Historians believe the first iftar dinner at the White House took place in 1805, when President Thomas Jefferson hosted C.D. Suleiman Melly. Sounds like a band.
It does.
Sounds like a rapper.
Yeah.
Sounds like Vanilli Minnelli's latest gig. They tried to come back, reform. Melly Malelli. Tunisia's envoy to the United States. Although Jefferson's working dinner usually began at 3:30 p.m. in December 1805, the invitations on that dinner will be on the table precisely at sunset. Pip, does it bother you that he's ending the tradition?
I think it's a rather pointed removal of a tradition. I think it really points at the Muslim community.
Joe's like, I wasn't invited. I don't like pita bread and hummus.
So maybe we'll do it next year. Who cares? We're not doing it this year.
It's not really the way these things work.
No.
You kind of do it every year. They have Ramadan every year.
Yeah, well, they're going to have it next year. Maybe we'll do it next year. He doesn't want to have it. I mean, you know.
You don't think it sends a bad message?
Do you think bombing and blowing things up sends a bad message?
Yeah, but
I think it sends a bad message as well.
I don't think the people he was inviting are the ones that do the bombing and blowing.
Well, maybe the ones that are inviting should be, instead of worrying about the dinner, worrying about their a certain aspect of their religion that is violent, and maybe call attention to it.
You think they're not?
They're not. They're not putting out the way they're supposed to be.
How concerned are you about Dylann Roof?
That was just one incident. Okay.
How concerned are you about the British guy that ran over a bunch of Muslims?
That was wrong. But what I'm saying is
we don't really think about.
Should we cancel Christmas?
And how we should cancel Christmas?
All right. And is it happening as much as it's happening in the Muslim religion?
I don't know, man. If I was trying
it?
To
win, is it?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen as much in this religion. What these two other people did
was wrong. Ask England about Christian terrorism.
Yeah, well, ask England what they're going through.
Remember the IRA?
The IRA.
And, yeah, all right, fine, but ask England what they're going through right now. Okay, the whole thing with the IRA is done, it's resolved, okay? And it was horrible what went on. But they do have a big crisis right now that they're in the middle of, okay? And there's a Muslim community that's not being accountable to it.
And their Jewish and Christian community actually rallied around the victims.
Look,
what does that mean?
Because it's like this whole, you know, and we're all one. We need to take a stand against what's going on.
So you
on.
Want to declare war?
I don't want to declare war, but I want to declare that that the Muslim population needs to be more vocal against the radical element of their religion.
So you hope he's actually making a political statement?
You know what? I hope he is, and I'll be frank with you. I am glad if he is. Because we've had this apologistic president.
Well, but he's not making
we've had an apologistic president that has shown nothing but weakness to the rest of the world for the past 8 years. And finally, we have somebody in there with the unis that is willing to stand up and put America first. I'm not sounding brainwashed,
right,
but
hold
it's
on.
Just.
There's a lot to unpack there. First of all, polls show that America's less respected now than they have.
Then you want to know something? We have respect amongst ourselves again.
Okay. Oh, no, well, and no.
Yes.
And this America First thing, which I hear, whatever the ideology is of the president, whether you loved him or hated him, whether it's Trump or Obama or W or Clinton or Reagan or every president tries to put America first. That's a phony thing. You might not like the decisions they make. You might disagree with them. You might hate them. But they are not doing it to put America second. So let's stop.
Let's keep the dialogue going. We had a president that did not keep America first for the past 8 years.
That's
on the negotiations that he made, on trades that he made, on the way he negotiated with getting hostages for a deserter. And giving up, terrorists. I mean, it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Finally, we're taking a stand where we're starting to stand up for ourselves again and not worried what the rest of the world thinks.
What have we been doing with Russia continuously bombing, buzzing our planes? I missed that stand. What have we been doing? We might be doing something, before you answer, we might be doing something that we don't know, which is why I never really go after any president for this stuff.
Because you don't know everything.
Because we don't know, which is like why you say, well, he wasn't doing it. We don't know what was going on. But if you want to talk about public demonstrations, publicly, Trump has not really commented on Russia's continuing to buzz our planes as they're flying around. Publicly, he said very little about North Korea and their continuing testing. Again, I'd like to think he's doing a lot of things that we don't know behind the scenes to combat that. I'd like to think that he's putting America first, like every president does. But publicly, he's not.
But privately, he's finally taking the handcuffs off the generals to start making more military decisions instead of political ones.
Well, then the other argument would be that he's the commander-in-chief. He's supposed to be making the decisions, and he's leading from behind. That's the other argument to that. Now, there's an argument like, you could believe that the generals should do it. And that's fine, too. That's an argument, but there's the argument the other way. The point is, this can all be argued either way. Canceling this does send a statement. He also, remember, did not hold a Seder. For the first time in years.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reasoning behind that?
Maybe he had to play golf. I don't know.
Did it bother you that he didn't have a Seder?
Not in the least.
Would it have bothered you if he canceled the Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, I could care less about the Easter egg hunt.
That's the one thing he hasn't canceled. The Easter egg hunt. Mm. Now, see, here's the thing. I don't care if he cancels all of it. If he said, you know what, I'm not doing this, not doing the Seder, not doing the Ramadan, not doing the Easter egg hunt, I want none of it. I'd be okay, that's cool. That's the direction he wants to take us in. I'd be like, that's fine. But I start to have problems when you start to pick and choose, because we are a nation that is from all over with many different religions, and that it's divisive that way. I kind of wish he would be all or nothing on it. I don't care which one he does. Right. I don't have a preference either one. I mean, me, listen, less religion, I'm happier that way.
Yeah, I mean, as an atheist, I don't think that there should be any religious ceremonies that are intermingled with politics. However, as a realist, I understand that most of the world believes in one divinity or another. They celebrate some kind of religion. So if you're going to do that, it's like, yeah, I agree with you. It's like all or nothing. I mean, if you're going to pick and choose, I think that if you're going to go and pick one that you're going to cancel, well, then, the whole point here is that if we're having a problem with a section of the Islamic community, why do you want to then have a reaction by the ones that aren't the radicals?
It's a great opportunity to sit with these leaders
and talk to them about ideas.
And if Trump has the same concerns that you have, Joe, which is possible that he feels they're not doing enough, this is a great opportunity to sit down with them. Hey, not for nothing, we're going to have dinner in a little bit, but I want to talk to you about a couple of things. You know, we got to get if you believe the way Joe does, we got to get things under control. Mm-hmm. You got to do more to get your people in line. Be more like if you're of that mind.
But you know what? If it turns out that they're getting offended, they're not invited to the White House, and maybe due to the radical nature of their religion, it might go. It might cause listen to me. It might cause them to go to that element and go, you know what? To think about it and go, look what they're doing to us. Look what they're doing to us.
That's the last
we
thing
need
we
to
want
stop.
To do.
No. From within, not the what America's doing to us. What is the radical element of our religion doing to us? And they might take a stronger stand on that when they see it's affecting them.
But all the military, which you said we should, that's who we should rely on for these. All the military says we need to have outreach to the Muslims. So you are against your own argument. You're going against what the State Department says to do and what the military says to do. The more we can
engage. Is it about having it here or having it in country, in those countries that we have presence in? I mean, you know.
Just in general. They want more outreach. That's why the Pentagon was upset about all these cuts to the State Department, because they realize if we don't try this diplomacy, we got to put more soldiers on the line when we risk more American lives. Mm-hmm. They understand that the diplomacy gets rid of a lot of the wars we're having, and this is just diplomacy. That's all this is. Even if Trump believes like Joe does about Islam, and I don't know what Trump believes about him. I have no idea. But even if he does do that, he fancies himself as a great bargainer, great negotiator, great people person. This is his brand.
It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity. And it also calms down all these people that want to hate Trump and go, well, he hates Muslims. You can't say I hate Muslims. I have them in my house. We're having a meal. You know, we're talking. It's a great opportunity to quiet a lot of critics and get things done.
But don't you think that that's part of the agenda that's not spoken of, is that a lot of the people that supported him want him to hate Muslims because they do?
I do.
That's silly. That's ridiculous.
You think that's ridiculous?
I don't think Donald Trump hates Muslims. I don't think Donald Trump hates Muslims. No, I don't. Because I don't think Donald Trump is ideological. I don't think he is.
I don't think he is. He's a businessman.
No, he's a Trumpist. But I don't think he does that. But I do. I think with his base, it plays well with his base.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that's not going to get him reelected. And you got to lead. You got to lead the country. You can't just lead the base.
Yep.
But all right. More show. Come back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
We are back. Thank you for hanging out with us. Do some. I know it's the end of the school year. School's pretty much wrapped up, but we wanted to get a couple more School of Fools in before, I guess, full summer? I don't know.
Yeah.
I got like a whole treasure trove of like really bad School of Fools. I'm like, all right, let me get a couple more of these.
They always count.
They do. They're huge.
Finger on the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
We got a couple of these stories. We'll see how many of them we get to tonight. This was an interesting choice that a teacher made, so we'll discuss.
Mom who did not find it funny when her daughter came home with a school certificate that said, most likely to become a terrorist.
She said, most likely to become a terrorist, and she said my name and gave me this.
Being a teacher, giving it to a 13-year-old, I mean, how is she going to feel whenever she grow up later on? Yeah, apparently some teachers at a junior high in Texas gave that to a seventh grader as a joke during a mock award ceremony. They reportedly handed out others that also had teachers laughing. The school system did apologize. They said the teachers involved have been disciplined, and the incident is still under investigation.
A terrorist is a really big thing. Like, just
Okay, so this one girl got most likely to become a terrorist. There was also most likely to blend in with white people. That was an award.
Oh, wow.
And also, most likely to be homeless in Guatemala. I don't know why Guatemala was picked out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Most likely to be homeless in Guatemala. And before this incident, the teacher, who was black, gave the girl's sister a black quiz to prove how black she was.
Ugh.
All right. So.
What the hell are you thinking?
So you think she's wrong?
Yes.
You don't think the kids are being too sensitive? Need to toughen up. Take a little hazing from Teach.
I think these things are bizarre.
I think they are too. I don't understand the reasoning. I don't understand the reasoning behind this, and I don't understand.
Because everyone gets an award, Joe.
You're special.
If we have a stinger clip, that has to be on there. That was great.
Everybody's a special snowflake, even if they're not.
Oh, God.
But as you were saying, you don't understand that for laughs. Sometimes comedy's misunderstood, Joe. Don't apologize. You're making yucks. Johnny Depp makes yucks. Kathy Griffin makes yucks. Teachers make yucks. We're all just having fun, Joe.
What as a teacher providing a lesson? If the lesson was
how to get fired,
fired. But
how strong is your union rep?
But could you imagine? He goes, what?
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
I got nothing.
Can you give me the whiteout? We don't have whiteouts. 1988. We still have whiteout. Yeah, we're going to have to white out the part where it says you have tenure, because I can't defend this.
Now, you know, we have the tenure. We have, and we're going to go in and we're going to say that you're distinguished. You wrote a dissertation. Most likely to be homeless in Guatemala? What am I supposed to do with this?
Are these actually lines from Cards Against Humanity, or did a teacher write this stuff up?
You got to think the union rep's like, really?
Really?
What? Couldn't you just sleep with a kid like a normal teacher? What is wrong with you?
Most likely to fit in with white people? What the?
By the way, I did not win that award, and I was very upset.
I would be too.
I tried really hard. I shop at the Gap, and I sing badly and have no rhythm.
But
you win an award for any of those?
It's like, but if the teacher had a lesson, like hypothetically, it's like, well, it is horrible, and it's horrible the way we put labels on people, and that was a lesson that what the lesson was about.
No, there was no lesson.
But I know that. If that was the thing
there was a
lesson at the end of it. What is this?
Creative writing, Joseph. Using your imagination.
I don't understand what the rationale was behind this.
It kind of makes you think that maybe this person shouldn't be a teacher.
Yeah. I think this is a person with really poor judgment. Really poor.
But even if
Did you guys have awards in school? Like class awards?
Not like these.
No.
I mean, we had awards.
We had awards, too. Best dancer, funniest person, best actor, you know. Like that, you know, things that kind of made you feel good about winning the award.
Yeah.
So you're saying most likely to become a terrorist? Because, Joe, terrorism is a job. It's a career. I mean, a lot of people can't get jobs. It's a career.
That, but it's not a good job.
Well, I mean, you don't have it for long.
Yeah, I know.
But you make a name for yourself.
Yeah, and a mess of yourself, too.
Sure. Yeah, I this teacher's got to go.
Yeah, this is not smart thinking. This is really just somebody on the lunatic fringe, at least that day.
And the school's administration released a statement apologizing for the event and promising an investigation. Yeah, because we all want to know.
We all want to know.
Because sometimes they'll say, you know, we'll are you? No, in this one, no. What was she thinking? We're all going to wait on this one.
I know. I just want to know, like, did they drug test her right after seeing these awards or what?
I mean, well, she had the quiz beforehand. All right. We all agree this is a terrible teacher.
Yes.
Yes.
We're not done. We got another one.
Robin Welch Kennedy is no longer with Duval County Schools after the state suspended her teacher's license. She's accused of pulling the chairs out from under her third grade students at Neptune Beach Elementary.
Kids spend more time almost sometimes with their teachers than they do at home. So, you know, they need to be shown all kinds of different, you know, good, positive things at school. So, yeah, yanking a chair out, I don't think that would be appropriate for any teachers.
A final state report says back in 2013, a teacher saw Kennedy tip a student out of his chair. The teacher asked her if the student had fallen, and Kennedy responded, quote, with a little help. The report says the teacher saw it happen again with another student on the same day. It also states that students were transferred to other third grade classes because of what happened.
I'm just pleased with it. It took that long for her to actually get her license suspended, and I would imagine she's going to just be on a temporary suspension.
During the state's final hearing, the report says she denied ever doing anything intentionally that could injure a student. But when we knocked on her door to get her side, nobody answered. Nearly 3 years ago, Action News Jax told you that parents wanted Kennedy out of the classroom. She'd been arrested for DUI and battery, and this mugshot is from an arrest last year. Now, we did learn from the school district that she was not at Neptune Beach Elementary School at the time of her suspension, but at another school in Duval County. They deferred the rest of that information to her personnel file. Which?
Okay. I would submit to you that once a teacher is arrested for DUI and battery, perhaps that should be the end of the teaching days.
Really?
I mean, a DUI, all right, everybody, we all make mistakes. But once battery is brought into it, maybe you're not the right ilk to be teaching the youngsters.
Yeah, because apparently you don't have patience with things, and you need to have patience with kids.
Yeah, and some of those things are humans. Oh, I mean, what is it? Since when is a concussion a learning tool? You know, like...
Football.
Oh, of course, silly me.
So they put her back into the class after she was not. I mean, really, what are you waiting for?
Really, how many people have to get hurt before she's out?
Are we at the point where we need a camera in every one of these classrooms? I mean, are we there?
I would say.
I would hope not.
I think we might be.
Don't we have enough Big Brother? We have to have cameras in the classrooms.
We got cameras
too.
Every place else.
Oh, I know, but you know, enough.
Well, I mean, it protects the teachers, too. I mean, if the teachers aren't doing something wrong and they get accused of, because sometimes teachers get accused of things
that they
didn't do wrong. It's the same thing with the body cams on the police. Yeah.
I know. It's just, I hope that's not true.
I mean, aren't third graders fun to knock over, though? I mean, really. I mean, you can really get some distance if you do it right.
Bowling for third graders is really an up-and-coming sport.
Yeah, I mean, so the question is, would you go, given the choice... You pull the chair out like this teacher did.
Okay.
Or full-fledged hip check. I'm going full-fledged hip check.
Oh, hip checks are more fun.
Yeah, I go hit Joe.
Full contact.
I would pull the chair because it's the element of surprise.
This is Davin's Den.
We had gotten to a point where we were doing a lot of Nazi news, and it wasn't the fun type of Nazi news.
No.
You know, I remember the time when Nazi news was just the time to kick back and laugh.
Yeah, usually we like to have, you know, a good chortle during, you know, Nazi stories.
Yeah, I think we're doing that tonight.
Oh, good.
I think we're going to do that type of Nazi news as soon as I can find what I'm looking for. There it is. It's always good when you have Nazi theme in the queue.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
This is a man that we've had the pleasure of covering a few times on our show. So it's always nice to touch base with him. And see what he's up to.
One of our favorite guests.
And I love people that are passionate about what they believe in. I love passion. You know, too many times today we're so wishy-washy. This guy is nothing but passion.
He knows what he likes.
He does know what he likes. So the man formerly known as Isidore Heath Campbell can now legally identify himself as Isidore Heath. Wait for it. Hitler. Isidore Heath Hitler, an expression of admiration for the Nazi leader who was responsible for the execution of 6 million Jews. I like how they always have to add that. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, you know, disclaimer, just in case you don't know.
He wasn't known for his macaroni art. We know what Hitler is known for. it's like, you know, when you introduce, like, a big comic, Jerry Seinfeld, as you might remember from his TV show. We know the credits. Yeah, you're that big.
Yeah, he doesn't have to run ads on TV for us to know.
Yeah, he's one name. He's Hitler. Yeah.
He'll never be introduced in the MC goes credits.
Yeah, exactly. You know what Hitler is. Yeah. We know. We get it.
We know his work.
A man who needs no introduction.
Yes, pretty much.
Yes. And other undesirables during World War II. He goes, Isidore is going, it's great. My driver's license changed over. My insurance, my registration, all that I needed is changed over. I am the new Hitler. In March, a Superior Court judge in the Hunterton County, New Jersey, why are we involved, approved Hitler's name change request, which he filed on Valentine's Day. The change took effect on May 8th, which was VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, marking Germany's surrender. Hitler's initials are now IHH, which he says represent I Hail Hitler. The tattooed neo-Nazi, who now lives in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, stepped into the news spotlight in 2008 when a New Jersey market refused to put on his cake my three-year-old son's name, Adolf Hitler. They didn't want to put that on the cake. He goes, I think people need to take their heads out of the cloud that they've been in and start focusing on the future and not in the past. He has 9 children with at least 4 mothers, but now has custody over none of them.
Wow, shocking.
He's an upstanding citizen.
He was stripped of his parental rights for 3 of his children in 2009 after accusations of domestic violence and a determination that he did not have the psychological capacity to care for the children.
No.
He again raised attention in 2013 when he showed up at visitations wearing a full Nazi uniform.
And that's shameful because basically that takes away from what Hitler stood for. Holy smokes, this guy's a nut.
He totally is. Oh, but I think that him changing his name on Valentine's Day was a very romantic gesture towards his girl.
All right.
Listen, Ava.
Yeah, here's the thing. I have new rule.
Yes.
New rule. If you are dating somebody that is infatuated with Adolf Hitler,
mm-hmm.
you can't complain when there's domestic abuse.
The dinner is cold!
Oven! In the oven!
Well, why don't we go get a pizza? Nine! Nine! I want to feel a hot meal on the table!
What about Chinese food? Nine! That's what the Jews like!
Nine!
Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, if you're dating a Nazi guy who has a big swastika on his neck, chances are you might get smacked around.
Yeah. What was the clue, honey? That tiny little mustache that looks like, you know, took a couple swipes with the marker?
Here's the thing, though. This guy's going to be hard to employ.
Oh, do you think he is employed?
I don't know, but I don't think that us as taxpayers...
He's the greeter of Walmart. Excuse me, where's House Wares? That!
Follow me as he goose steps off.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Yeah, don't, for the love of God, don't let him sell appliances.
Genocide in aisle 7. Genocide in aisle 7. No, you can't.
Clean up. Excellent. We'll start with the Jews.
No, you can't employ this guy.
But I'm saying... So he's going to be collecting unemployment and Medicaid. And, all that.
And we're paying for
it. That's what I'm saying. No. If you do that to yourself, if you name yourself Hitler and you tattoo a swastika on your neck, we don't pay for you.
That's right. You're going to get benefits. Nine!
All right. Scamming Scammers coming up. When we last left off with my dear Jane, she had a question. She goes, thanks so much, sweetheart. I want to ask for something from you, and I will be happy if you can do it for me. And that's when we ended the show.
Yeah, and like, thanks for dangling that carrot. What does she want?
What do you think she wants?
Oh, I know she wants money.
Maybe
she wants Ramstein tickets.
That's what she wants.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, maybe she wants a treadmill to play her keyboard, though. Could be anything. Let's see. What does she want? I go, what do you think I said?
What do you want, dearest? Gigi.
Money.
You think I just said money?
Yeah.
I go, let me guess, you want money. Joe wins
because
the prize.
Because you were saying you're going to be more cut to the chase with her than with the others.
Well, I have to. She's started the clock right away.
Yeah, right.
She goes, yes, you understand what I'm facing here. I can't withdraw from the bank. I go, why not?
You can't withdraw from the bank. I can't stay. I got to be by the building. I can't leave the building. Can't withdraw from the bank.
I go, why not? She goes, bad infrastructure here. I go, your parents left you plenty of money. Remember, her parents had left her plenty of money.
Oh, right.
Did I leave that? Yeah, no, I said that.
I don't.
Her parents left her.
I don't remember.
Her parents
that.
Left her a lot of money. Maybe I lost that conversation. Oh. Her parents left her a lot of money.
It's probably a lie. She wouldn't be haranguing you.
No, I'm sure it's true, Joe.
Yeah.
Bad infrastructure? What?
In Nigeria.
Potholes? She can't get to the bank?
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't twist an ankle.
Oh.
She goes, yes, but I can't withdraw from here. My card is not working here. I go, what bank is the money in? She goes, USA Bank, of course.
Of course.
I go, yes, but which one? She goes, when I get back home, I will renew it all. I go, renew it? She goes, my lawyer unknows that. I go,
my lawyer unknows that?
He unknows that.
Unknows that. You know what she means.
He forgot more than he knew.
Do I have to repeat what she says to you?
Don't you try to back me up against the wall. You know what she means.
I knows it, now I unknows it.
Pay attention to the show.
I go, you know it too, my dear. You're a 32-year-old graduate student.
Oh!
I mean, that's what the resume says.
Yeah.
She goes, I will have to renew everything. Yes. I go, what will you have to renew? Your certificate of authenticity?
That's really coming up for renewal right now.
Remember what? Now, first of all, certificate of authenticity has nothing to do with banking.
No.
But remember when you used to order stuff online?
Yes.
From like
yes.
the Franklin Mint.
The certificate
Mint.
Of authenticity.
Yes. I wanted nice. To see if she had to renew the certificate of authenticity. She goes, I guess so, but it's all in charge of the lawyer. I go, you should really know this. The certificate of authenticity is the key to any transaction.
That sounds like me going through closing.
You needed me there. We'll be nice and smooth.
You started to sweat, Joe. Yeah.
I go, ask your lawyer, please, and then get back to me on this matter. She goes, that's my first duty when I get back to states to settle. That will be when I get back to states. I don't want to stress myself a lot here. I go, he can do it while you're in Nigeria, and it'll solve a lot of your issues. This will ease your stress.
Yeah, you know this mechanism that we're using to speak? You can speak to your attorney on it,
yeah,
too.
But here's what's coming when I get back to the States. Now, you know this is the buildup. How's she going to come back to the States? Well, plain farewell. Well, it's going to cost money. That
Sweetie.
She doesn't have because...
Sweetie's going to send me a ticket.
She's withdrawing from the bank.
I feel like you've seen this before.
Nah.
She goes, and remember, I begged for Wi-Fi to browse. I go, how could I forget your begging? You look so lovely on your knees.
Wouldn't you love?
But
wouldn't you love to just be on the street holding a sign? Need Wi-Fi?
Need Wi-Fi to scam?
Need Wi-Fi?
Hold
need
a cup.
Need Wi-Fi? Now here's a couple. No, I don't want a sandwich. I need Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
A signal.
So I said, you look so lovely on your knees.
Oh man.
I'm sorry. You remember the college Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Of course.
I've never saw Wi-Fi in any of that.
That's a new time, Joe. It's a new time. She goes, I know, but I want to be here. I want to be there with him. I go, honey, desperate times call for desperate measures. How can I take you seriously if you will not do the basic things to resolve your issues?
Right. And wait, she said, I want to be there with him?
I don't. Maybe the lawyer. I don't know.
I'm like, wait a minute. I would be immediately all over that. Who's the other him?
I might have missed that one. She goes, okay, but I can't get to him now without having any internet bill.
I can't get to him. Yeah. Who's
him? The lawyer.
Oh, okay.
I go, okay, then we should stop chatting and you should email him. She goes, I will try to do as soon as I have the money to. I can, honey. I go, honey, we should stop now so you can message him. Go, do it. I've had enough with your stupidity.
Go do a message.
She goes, I don't want to pass my boundary.
I think you've already passed your boundary. You've been begging for money already.
Past them.
I go, okay, I will sign off so you can do it. I think that is smart. She goes, no, darling. I go, honey, I can't in good conscience waste your time with idle chit-chat when you could be working towards solving your problems. I'm a caring boyfriend.
Actually, I mean, that's really rational.
It most certainly is. Joe, I think, are we long on this here?
Keep going. Okay, got another minute.
All right, thank you, Joe. She goes, I don't want to prove smart to the person that borrowed me Wi-Fi.
Wow, you're not proving smart to anybody right now.
How do you think I responded?
I have no idea.
I don't know because I don't understand the question.
She goes, I don't want to prove smart to the person that borrowed me Wi-Fi. And I said, I think you just proved sentence structure as a moving target.
Thank you. Because how do you respond with that except for that?
Yeah,
you know,
really,
I really,
like,
really, wow.
Sentence structure is a moving target. She won't even understand
Maybe
that.
That's what we should call this segment. Sentence structure is a moving
there you go.
Target. She goes, darling, please listen to me and consider my situation here. I go, I am. I'm giving you sound advice.
Yeah.
She goes, please, if you can help me with some cash to renew my internet bill, I'm sure things will be more easier. I can use what I have on my own. And I said, Jane, I know you. You would feel terrible being so indebted to me. I'm going to teach you how to solve your own problems. More when we come back.
This is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, when we last left off, my girlfriend Jane took on a full frontal assault on the English language.
My God. All hands on deck.
She parachuted over regular sentence structure. That was great.
She needs help from her lawyer, but she's not digging my advice.
No.
I'm trying to help her to become self-sufficient.
But she doesn't want that.
No. She goes, but I'm telling he first step to take. You, typo, make it easy. She goes, you make it easy. When I have my internet renewed, it is easy to chat with him anytime. I'm sure about that. Just help me with this. I go, honey, lawyers don't chat on Messenger.
How dare you bring up the truth?
Ironically, today I just got an IM certified check tomorrow.
From your lawyer?
No, I'm just kidding. No,
funny.
You get an email, formal email, you know.
A formal email, because it says formal in the subject line.
No, formal email.
Starts with dear sir and a colon.
With the logo on there, yeah.
So she goes, I know. I go, maybe I should email him for you. What is his name? Then she gives me the email address.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to try not to butcher this. Constructsmanagementzone3@gmail. It's not constructs. It's contrucks.
Maybe he sells trucks.
Yeah, but it's not that spelling of trucks either. Trucks. T-R-U-C-T-S.
I like that the word con is in it.
Very good. I didn't pick up on that. She's being honest.
I like it. Zone three. Because, you know, there's
everybody's got the group job.
I want to make sure it goes to the right place.
Sure, yes. I go, and his name? I go, what type of law does he practice? And then she respelled. It's contractsmanagementzone3@gmail. This is the correct one. Oops. I gave the one to the other Rube. Excuse me.
Zone three, that's our internet cafe. Zone two is down the street.
Mm. I go, I'm sure the first email was for some other business you're involved with.
Oh.
She goes, his name is Muhammad Danish.
You know what? That makes me hungry for breakfast.
I hope he goes to the Ramadan feast. That isn't happening.
Yeah, really. But it was supposed to go, and so spread the food, and it canceled.
Well, he's a breakfast attorney. Well, you don't have time for a big formal attorney. You go to Muhammad Danish.
Yeah. With a camel center.
Sure. Did you say camel?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I go, where is his office? She goes, no, it was a mistake. His in Acton. That's where she's from, in Acton.
Oh, Acton. Okay. You know, that's very busy.
Yeah, we know. Good old Acton.
I go, we all make mistakes. Fortunately, you caught that one early. She goes, okay. I go, does Mr. Danish have a phone number? She goes, yes, but I don't have it. I go, hun, how can you not have your lawyer's number?
Yeah, really.
He has a partner, you know, Ahmed Kruller.
Well, she might.
Tell you what, they don't have a side of bacon in that law practice.
Yeah, right.
She might not have her attorney's number, but Davin's got hers.
Oh, look at that. Because I'm on to hers and stuff.
Yes.
Ah, that girl, Pip. She goes, but why can't you help me? I don't have a phone here with me. I go, what is the name of his practice? I am helping you. If you don't see that, then you don't trust me, and this won't work.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know all these questions you are asking me. Now she sounds like my audience members when I'm asking them questions. Why are you asking me how long we've been married? I don't understand. She goes, I don't know all those questions you are asking me. If you can't help me, the cash you tell. I told you, I can do it all this myself. You just help me with that. I'm sure he won't reply until I told him. I go, cash will not solve the issues. That is naive. I'm trying to help you so the rest of your stay is easy. She doesn't get what I'm being a good boyfriend.
Yeah, you are.
You're being a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Because you don't understand how relationships work. I go, cash will not solve the issues. That is naive. I'm trying to help you so the rest of your stay is easy. He will reply. It is his job and you are his client. We both know how important a good client is.
Oh! You know what? She could take that a lot of different ways.
See, that went right over her head.
Oh,
know
totally.
That flew right over her head.
Totally.
I give all my scammers a chance to smarten up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a cruel, heartless
This one, I don't think is that good.
No.
And have we met one that's that good? We haven't met one that...
No, we have Belinda.
She wasn't that good to get...
No, but she was pretty much the top of the pile so far.
There was enough...
She'll always be our first
I sit with these clips week in and week out. There's a bunch of monkey wrenches and all sorts of things that have been thrown in week by week. So she was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's no Belinda. Jane's no Belinda.
No.
She goes, okay. She goes, and I'm telling you, the first step to take is to talk to him myself. You just help me that and I will do the remaining. I go, then you should email him. I am. I go, don't be stubborn. Trust your really good effort. Because remember last time she said
you're a good effort.
She had the dream.
Yeah. Trust your really good effort.
If you can't trust your really good fudger, who can you trust?
Right.
I have credentials.
Right.
Don't take my abilities in your dreams lightly, Missy.
That's right. No. I've worked hard for that.
Well, in her dreams I did.
Yeah.
She goes, I will surely that when you help me out, I trust you. I go, then let me help you. I go, then let me help you to have him help you. Let me help you to have him help you.
Yeah, you saw me doing the math in my head, didn't you?
Yeah. So maybe, listen, if she can hurl her stuff at me, I can hurl it back at her.
There you go.
She goes, I'm sure you trust me, too. I go, how could I not trust my precious Gigi?
There you go.
Be you.
Yeah, I know.
You just don't understand love.
I understand scamming.
She goes, okay, if you can't help me, you tell me, okay? Are you sure of this? I go, I will message Mr. Danish. Honey, if he will not help you, then I know people will see to it that he gets disbarred.
I spoke to Mr. Danish. I actually, we photoconferenced. He had a glazed look on his face.
Really? Go Curry, ladies and gentlemen. Go She goes, I will message Mr. Danish. I said, I will message Mr. Danish.
I know, Mr. Danish is killing me.
You know, she just looked around. Coffee, no. Yeah. Pencil, hobby. Danish!
Danish!
Everybody loves Danish. You know how that came up.
Oh, yeah.
You caught it during a continental breakfast.
That's what I did. I love this internet cafe. They have the best breakfast.
And his partner, Mr. Table.
I go, I will message Mr. Danish. Honey, if he will not help, then I know people will see to it that he gets disbarred.
Or at least salad bar.
Yes. She goes, okay, you can also help me with some cash for my internet bill and some food stuffs. Calm down, darling. You don't need to harass him. I go, I'm going to make it so you have access to your own money. I'm not, dear, but I can be very persuasive. And we will leave it there.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, I'm so glad you're going to be helpful to her. Not monetarily, but...
I like you're going all white knight with her. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I am a white knight. Yeah. Don't be race into it. I'm just being a good boyfriend.
There you go.
All right. Let's see. When will I be where? Where is that? That's going to have to be edited out when I do this again. Oh, yes. Saturday, July 8th. I'll be in Elmsford, New York at the Broadway Theater. For tickets, call 914-592-2222. 914-592-2222. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Like our Facebook page, please, Davin's Den. Listen to the full unedited show, stuff you guys don't get to hear. And here, davinsden.com. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.